Well, the 94th annual meeting of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation is going to be held here this week. It's underway on Wednesday, the 28th, and with us on the phone to talk more about this year's annual meeting, Joe Corneli. And Joe, what a program you folks have put together again.
Well, thanks, Dave, and it's nice to know that you'll be there paying attention and sharing our news with farmers all over Ohio. Lots of big issues to talk about. We've got some economic challenges to deal with at the state and federal level in terms of budget and tax issues. We certainly have environmental concerns, whether it's nutrient management or how we're going to handle the environmental aspects of oil and gas drilling in Ohio. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things to talk about.
And while all of that is important, maybe the even more important aspect of the annual meeting is the work that your delegates are going to have before them.
Dave, you've been to enough Ohio Farm Bureau meetings to know we have fun. We take the time to recognize our county programs for their excellent work. We take the time to pat individuals on the back. But the real reason for this meeting is to establish policy. It's almost a year-long process. It begins at the county level where farmers gather to talk about the issues that are important to them. They formalize those thoughts at their county Farm Bureau level. That then is passed on to the state and of course, nationally later on. But at this annual meeting, we'll have 340-some delegates establish the marching orders for Farm Bureau for the coming year.
Joe, are you anticipating any hot issues to come before delegates?
Oh, I imagine there will be, Dave. Of course, high on the list will be the whole tax policy for the state of Ohio. We have a lot of members who are going to benefit from oil and gas leasing. The governor has proposed that we raise the severance tax on some of those resources that are extracted and lower the income tax for other Ohioans. That's going to be on the agenda and will, I'm sure, bring about a spirited debate. There's also a proposal to, or at least consideration of, privatizing the Ohio Turnpike. Farm Bureau members in the counties that have the turnpike going across them have already asked their fellow Farm Bureau members to oppose privatization. So there's going to be a lot of discussion there. And then the right way to manage nutrients and also protect water quality, that'll be another hot one.
Ought to be an interesting delegate session.
It always is.
Joe, I wanted to mention, too, that both President Steve Hirsch and Executive Vice President Jack Fisher will be addressing those in attendance.
They will, and I know that President Hirsch has spent a lot of time in preparation for that. He and Jack both take these annual addresses very seriously, and they'll touch on some of the same issues that I just mentioned. And I know they'll also be congratulating Farm Bureau members for a lot of great accomplishments over the past year.
Joe, for those Farm Bureau members coming into Columbus for this year's annual meeting, when they go back to their farms, what do you hope they take back with them?
I hope the main thing that they take back is that the way Farm Bureau works hasn't changed over the years. Certainly the technology has. You know, advisory councils that come up with policy, maybe they used to meet around the kitchen table and now they meet on Facebook. But the whole idea of farmers working together to take advantage of opportunities and to tackle challenges, that's what Farm Bureau has always been about. It remains so, and we hope people go home from annual meeting recognizing that the process works.
Joe, I appreciate you providing us with a preview of this 94th annual meeting of the Ohio Farm Bureau.
Thanks for your interest, Dave.